Welcome to the Conference Forums podcast. I'm bringing you a brief overview on what you can expect at the 8th annual Patients as Partners in Clinical Research Europe Conference. I'm Valerie Bolling, Executive Director of the Conference Forum, and we specialize in six areas of research for medicine development. And one of those areas is in how we can collaborate with patients to advance clinical research. And we've been involved in this for at least, goodness, 12 years now. And so this conference, along with the one we do in the US, is the outcome of our research. So my goal is to give you, with what I hope will be an excellent sense of what you can expect from the conference in under 10 minutes. So let's see how I do. So first of all, the Patients as Partners in Clinical Research Europe Conference takes place May 14th and 15th in London. And the purpose of the conference is to bring forward real examples, case studies, interesting discussions, and panels on how patient involvement in clinical research gets done and how it can ultimately drive more efficiencies in medicine development, how it can reduce risk in decision making, how it is improving better patient access, inclusivity and diversity, which of course is so incredibly important, and how to return data back to patients. We also bring forward examples to demonstrate the value of patient engagement. What are the metrics the R&D industry is using, and to know what's on the regulatory landscape. So who attends? First of all, pharma executives from the R&D side of the industry. So you don't find that we have commercial people, it's R&D people who are responsible for patient engagement, input, advocacy, and clinical trial operations. The conference is also attended by, of course, patient advocacy representing many different disease areas. As well as CROs and technologists who provide very specific technologies and services to support patients. So each of the sessions at the conference, they have to demonstrate the what, the where, and the how, and the impact of their work, and how did they implement this, and what did it take? So we're expecting 200 attendees. We have two very well-organized and led interactive sessions. Attendees will have the option to meet patients who have experienced a clinical trial. So the pharma companies that are presenting this year come from the following organizations, and they include Sanofi, GSK, Boehringer Ingelheim, Lundbeck, Novartis, Pfizer, Ipsen, AstraZeneca, and Roche primarily. And they co-present with the patient advocate speakers. So this program is researched and developed and presented by both industry and patient advocacy. So day one highlights, let me go into that a little bit for day one. The first day of the program kicks off with the future of patient centricity, advancing frameworks to achieve greater impact for patients. This will be led by Sanofi. Our patient keynote on day one is really a special, unusual guest, especially because this is a former pharmaceutical executive who then turned to being a patient and now it has experienced clinical trials and can really tell us where the gaps are and where we need to be concentrating and prioritizing. The day will continue with a session on long-term patient study support, insights from patients on their preferences for decentralized clinical trials, how to use patient insights in a meaningful way throughout the medicine and disease life cycle. So that's both the medicine cycle and the disease life cycle. We have a framework on scaling patient-centric approaches in R&D. Other sessions include how we can get more clinical trial options into communities, especially underserved communities. We also cover patient experience data and giving patients their data back and how we're doing there and what's going on there. Day two session highlights will include much of it will concentrate on patient experience mapping, simplifying the use of technologies for patients. We have the head of patient engagement at AstraZeneca, who will address how they embed patient-driven solutions throughout the medicine development lifecycle and what this has done for their patients. We will continue with more examples on patient insight reporting. And the other part of day two, much of it will focus on around diversity, inclusion, and access. We will address patient involvement early on in the development process. We will report on plain language publications and the latest advancements in e-consent. The conference again takes place May 14th and 15th in London. There is plenty of network with our breakfasts, our lunches. We have scheduled breaks and, of course, our annual reception. And so, for more information on the speaking faculty details and the session details, please visit patientsaspartnerseu.com. And again, that's patientsaspartnerseu.com. And as always, you can write to us directly at service@theconferenceforum.org. Again, service@theconferenceforum.org. Thank you so much, and I hope you can make the conference. And thank you again.